Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. I have been very vocal in my analysis of how Humboldt County resources are being spent. The $300 million budget that allocates over 50% of these resources to social services is absurd, at best. We have 384 employees collecting over $100,000 per year. Unfortunately, we can't afford these high salaries. So instead of cutting wages at the top, our Board of Supervisors were successful at getting another tax passed to increase revenue. In my opposition to the new taxes, I have had several county employees take issue with my comments. I want to be perfectly clear. I do not have any problem with highly compensated employees. My focus is on a system that has evolved into the mess we find ourselves in today. If the owner of a fast food restaurant wants to pay a teenager $50 per hour to flip burgers, it's not the kid's fault when the owner has to raise the price of hamburgers to $25 each. The customers are the ones who have to pay the high price for the burger. In a free market society, the customer will go to another restaurant and the $25 per burger place will close their doors. Unfortunately, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors are the proprietors of a facility that is paying the burger flipper $50 per hour, and we are the customers who are being forced to pay $25 per burger. The sad part is that we don't have any other restaurants to go to, and we are forced to eat our meals at the $25 per burger facility. That is, if we have a job. If you don't have a job, your burgers are free. That is our system in a nutshell. If you are one of the employees making the high wages, it is only a matter of time when this house of cards will come tumbling down. In 2013, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department had 69 employees whose salary and benefit package exceeded the $100,000 per year mark. If you are one of these 69 employees, I am happy for you. I do not have an issue with what you are being paid. The system, yes. The employee, no. I do, however, have issues with what we are receiving for our high taxes. I have lived in Humboldt County my entire life. I have raised my family, invested in our local economy, and have never taken one single penny in unemployment, workers' compensation, disability, welfare, or any government assistance whatsoever. I have always been employed and paid my fair share of taxes. I have been very fortunate and consider myself blessed to be in that position. On March 28th, my home was burglarized. Fortunately for us, the thieves were interrupted and didn't get nearly as much as they could have. It took 4 hours for someone from the Sheriff's Department to come to my home after 911 was called. Even though we know who robbed us, as of today, they haven't even been contacted. There were tools left at the scene and a meth pipe. The crooks checked every window and door before they gained access to our home. No fingerprint analysis was conducted. I received an email from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department indicating that unless the suspects, who hadn't been contacted after more than a month, implicated themselves in the crime, the case was closed. As a taxpayer, I'm forced to eat at the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors restaurant, where the waitress, cook, and dishwasher make $50 per hour. The sad part is that the service sucks, the dishes are dirty, and the $25 hamburger tastes like crap. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.